Scissor Siblings, come see me this weekend in St. Petersburg, Florida with Stevie doing a special Scissor Bros Live, and we're doing some stand-up on the spots there. Stand-up on the spot is also hitting the road in Huntington Beach, California, Los Angeles, California, and more. Tacoma, Washington, and Oxnard, California, I'll be headlining there. And remember, new episodes of Stand Up on the Spot every other Monday at youtube.com/@standupots. There's a new one dropping this Monday, actually. And also get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com. Got some awesome stuff in. Thanks for the support.
My dad, he had this saying, we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And he was a hardworking guy. Like, I'm really kind of relating to your story.
Yeah.
I didn't have a wallet. My dad was in the circumcision game.
Scissor Brothers!
Yeah, you got something right here.
A little fuzz.
Yeah,
out,
no problem. No problem. Wow. Yeah, we were just talking about my apartment and he asked me how big it was.
Sounds like a winner. Like, how many feet? Like, 12 by...
It's like 350 square feet.
The good news about small apartments like that, it's like when you commit a crime, and you will, when you make the transition to prison, Alcatraz or Rikers, it's just going to feel like home.
There you go.
You're good.
I'm good.
Smart play.
If you thought about committing a crime, Steve, what would it be?
Probably just like grand theft or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe like graffiti or something. Something not that major.
Grand Theft seems a bit... Yeah. It seems a bit like... I don't know. I feel like you need to wear a robe. Like a velvet robe. This is a grand theft.
It's very ornate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just steal a car. You carjack someone, but you've got a velvet robe on.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe even a crown, because it's grand.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I will be taking your Kia today.
Yeah. Yeah. Would thou please donatest thy Prius, you mofo? Or whatever, I don't know what
hands
the British say.
In the
say.
Air, biatch.
Yeah. Reach for the sky, Velveeta cheese, or whatever they say. I'm not in a gang.
I don't know, I think you have the vernacular down pretty well already.
Yeah, I've had the vernacular down all right. Holy fuck. At the Motel 6 in Bakersfield.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What goes down there?
The vernacular.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you went down on a vernacular?
Oh, God. I think it was Bakersfield.
A lot going on in Bakersfield.
Yeah, why Bakersfield? What's going on in Bakersfield?
It's easier up there.
It is, really?
Yeah, you got the grape farmers, you got the onion farmers are out in the fields. And they're already crying because they're around the onions.
Are the Koreans up there too, or just...
There used to be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a river. They built an aqueduct.
And then that's what they threw
One
the Koreans
day
in there?
They all fell in, and now they're down in South L.A., yeah.
And so they got washed down to
they're
the
right
south side?
Marina Del Rey.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Chinese people too?
Those ones never got up there. Yeah, the Koreans didn't like mingling.
Okay.
I mean, that is true.
That's kind of true.
Look at your history books, guy. Yeah, Korea and China never
meshed
well.
Yeah, you know your stuff, Harlan, you do.
Like, when was the last time you saw a Chinese restaurant beside a Korean restaurant? You don't see it.
You don't.
Never.
Right?
So,
that's interesting.
Wow.
So that's called the patty cake baker's man theory.
Yeah. Are you married?
No, are you?
If you weren't married and you had to choose from a Chinese woman opposed to a Korean woman, which one would you choose? A Korean woman or a Chinese woman?
Oh, I was going to say an albino Dutch, but I'll go...
And they don't tell you ahead of time which is which.
Okay, so it's a potpourri?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between Korean and Chinese, huh? Wow.
I'll throw in a curveball. Oh, Japanese. Chinese, Korean, or Japanese?
I think I might go Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been to China.
Yeah.
I've been to Japan.
Yeah.
I've been to Korea, too. But I found the Japanese women to be just very gentle and mannerly and polite and mysterious and sexy and... All the things the others aren't.
Okay, let me throw in another curveball. So, Thai, Chinese, Korean, Japanese. So I'm throwing, you have the other option is a Thai woman.
Ooh, I always liked a Thai woman, so I'd go with that. Yeah.
You would, wouldn't
yeah.
you? Is the exotic factor come into play?
It's just they don't move much. When you tie them, they're just, you can get away with, well, if you're going to do Bazooka Joe impressions, I might have to go to 7-Eleven, buy some bubble gum and chew it for half an hour, then stick it to your boarding school ass cheeks. I mean, I'm not messing around here, guy. I'll double bubble you like a Dolly Parton whorehouse rolling down Conway Twitty Boulevard, guy. And I'm not even joking.
I know you're not.
Guys, back on the podcast today, returning guest. He is he is the host of the Harlan Highway podcast.
My God, he's the best.
He
is one
of our favorite guests and yours.
one
of our favorite comedians and yours. One of our favorite television and movie stars of yours. Please welcome the great Harlan Williams to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. That's too kind, too
Thank
nice.
You, buddy.
I gotta say, you were a favorite on when you did Stand Up on the Spot recently too.
Yeah,
it was.
People loved you online.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they did? Oh, that was fun. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
And man, it was fun. That was interesting. And then you came up at the end.
Yeah, we had a riff together.
Mm-hmm. Me and Waddy went at it, and holy smokeramas.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Yeah, it's weird when you do that. It's just like, because you said no new material, right?
Yeah,
you have to do it like completely raw.
Yeah, off the cuff, on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was. I enjoyed that. It was stimulating. I didn't know what to expect. Like, you really got me this time. I didn't know what was what, who was who. Some of the people, some of them smelled. It was weird.
What did they smell like? Give some adjectives of descriptions.
And it can't be one of the Asians that he just named earlier.
No,
you don't have to do the Asian thing.
There was a honky there that smelled like onion butter. I don't know if you've ever had onion butter, but they serve that at Cracker Barrel.
I'm a big Cracker Barrel guy.
Aren't you?
Yeah, never
gone.
You've
never gone?
I was close to going in Pittsburgh, but...
It's a white people staple.
I know, yeah. What's good about it? What's good about that place? What dishes
it's
do they got?
It's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
But don't sit near the front window.
Why is that?
Like, sit deep. Because it's like you get a crap ton of food for free.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen, like, a bird fly against a window, like a pigeon or a hummingbird? You're just sitting in your living room, splat.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they decided on at corporate. I'm not behind the scenes at Cracker Barrel. But I guess when they offered abundant amounts of food, like huge amounts of food at ridiculously low prices, and you put it in sort of rural areas where people don't necessarily watch their diets. A couple of times I sat right at the window and a fatty just smashed right through the plate glass. Like, well, funny to laugh at my misfortune, but.
What kind of food do they serve there? Is it soup
or what is it? Let's stay on the fatty for a second. I would like to stay on the fatty for a second.
Okay.
So they bust it through the glass.
Well, I wouldn't call it a bust. I mean, like I said, you ever see a bird? I mean, they just ram it. Like you see your bacon and eggs start to jiggle,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, what the hell?
Like the Jurassic Park scene where the water starts shaking?
In Jurassic Park, you got a water, but you ever seen a Western omelet jump up and down? Like it has Parkinson's. It's almost like a Parkinson's omelet.
I've never seen an omelet with Parkinson's
before.
You
will. Get to a Cracker Barrel, or crack as I call it. And yet these fatties, they park their trucks, they park their mans. I saw one where they rolled up the back of a U-Haul, and eight of them came storming out. It was like a pack of velociraptors, and they just smashed through that glass, and holy God, crushed the table, scrambled eggs everywhere.
Oh my God.
Did they pay for their meals?
It's a smash and grab. Did drive-by guys pay for the hospital bill? No. I'm just saying, for your safety, I like you guys. Just don't sit by the window.
Yeah.
Okay,
go
that's
deep.
Fine. Yeah,
go like
deep.
At least two rows back.
Now is it a buffet, or what's the deal with
it? No, that's a table service. There's waitresses, and sometimes the waitresses are a bit chunky. You'll turn around, would you like some lemonade? Oh, yes. And then you turn back, and one of your slices of French toast are gone. And you turn back, and they're like, you know, they're chewing. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's
wow. It's like that cutthroat.
Oh no. The food is taken very seriously at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
So they got omelets and French toast.
Meatloaf, Cajun catfish. You like Cajun there, boy?
Oh, they got Cajun.
We love Cajun.
We love the Cajun.
We love that Cajun.
The gumbo.
Black and Cajun catfish, child.
We got ourselves an authentic Korean man over here.
Oh, daddy gonna come in and hear your prayers at night and lay a catfish fillet on your forehead and pretend you have a temperature, child.
Please don't stop to me like that.
I mean,
what you we making you uncomfortable, boy?
You know, like the Cajun boy, we put some blackened catfish on your abdomen and pretend you have a freeze-dried cesarean scar, child.
We ran out of lube. We use I Can't Believe It's Not Butter slipping right in on a Tuesday in the afternoon.
What he said that right.
Okay, guys.
Oh, you sipping on that Rebel. Sometimes I wish I was the can.
This is my cupping mechanism. The receiving man. If you want to violate me like that, you can, I guess. I don't know.
You've never been to Cracker Barrel?
No, I haven't.
Wow, sort of sad.
I know, it's kind of sad, isn't it? Yeah. You think I'd like it?
I should take him at some point.
Is it better than Denny's?
I wish you would.
Like, better than Denny's?
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you guys.
It's leagues above Denny's.
Oh, what about Waffle House? Is it like, I'm guessing it's like.
Leagues above Waffle House.
In the same league as Waffle House.
It's no. Leagues above.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the prices? What's the price range?
That's
what
the prices? Frugal Bros prices. It's not crazy expensive.
For a combo plate, eggs, bacon, and hash browns, like $5?
$4.99.
Wow.
$4.99
okay,
with
I'm
extra
sold.
Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can spend like $12 there and get a ton of food.
Really?
Yeah.
Get your stay at Crackle Barrel.
Harlan went there recently and they threw in that jacket.
Yeah.
Really?
You got that at Cracker Barrel? They got a great gift shop, right?
They do.
You can buy jackets. I got a John Deere vibrator. I got a salt and pepper shaker. Well,
you have a John Deere vibrator?
Yeah, they sell all kinds of John Deere, like paraffin.
What do you use that for, though? You don't use it on your...
To vibrate. Hello.
I know, but...
Every day at 2 o'clock, you come to my house, I ain't answering the doorbell. Daddy's in his bed, spread eagle, and John Deere's plowing the field.
I would like it if you had it rigged at your place where every time you hit the doorbell from somebody, the vibrator went off.
Oh, why are you putting it down there?
Well, where are you going to put it?
I have a dog. I've massaged my dog with it.
With the vibrator?
He loves it.
Do it on Gerald real quick.
Oh, you! Well, by the way,
wait,
Harlan,
don't hit him. But don't hit him.
You had
don't
an incident,
him.
A couple incidents with Gerald last time. He was pretty upset. How many times you hit him? Are you guys on good terms again?
I got no beef with Gerald. I mean,
I just said, told you to demonstrate the vibrator John Deere thing on his back or something.
Yeah, I can. I can. I mean, you know, I don't have one, but let me use this pen as a.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, the animals love stimuli. I don't know if you ever heard that word. I don't know if they throw that one around up at the garage.
You're getting kind of low down the back there for a second there. Oh.
Sometimes you vibrate their fucking eye off.
I don't feel very good.
Hey!
Stop! He was looking at me. He gave me the fucking 6-foot draft fucking side eye.
Please, Harlan, don't do that to Gerald.
I have glass eyes, you dumb bitch.
Well, someone gives me the stink eye, they're going to get it.
Okay.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
I was
asking for that. So we might have to bring him to the emergency room. He seems pretty upset right now. Are you going to say some amends to him, to our friend there?
Amen.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be.
There, set amends.
Okay, just please don't violate him like that again.
Well.
He's a living creature, so.
I like how he pretends he's staring up at the air ducts or whatever's in this house.
He's nervous around you, man.
Huh?
He's nervous around you, that's all.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have a knee-jerk reaction.
People, yeah, that's fine.
Look at you the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You ever been in a mall, for example, Waddy, and punched a boy?
If they get out of hand.
Right?
Yeah.
You've done that before?
Well, sure. if it's not your kid, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it to my kids.
Not at your kid, but you're at the mall, you're at the food court, you're standing by Orange Julius, and there's like an 8-year-old giving you the side eye. Bang. Mm-hmm. Punch him good. Punch him hard.
Don't do it to Gerald, though.
Now, have you ever had a side chick before? Have you ever had a side chick before, Harlan?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
So, basically, it's like when you have, you're seeing one girl.
Oh, yeah.
But then you got one on the side as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, how old were you when you had your last side chick?
This was probably in my mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you mentioned earlier, you know, picking a Chinese girl or a Thai girl or
Korean or Japanese.
Korean or Japanese. Mm-hmm. This girl was Siamese. And I was dating her and her twin sister, Carol. She was always on the side. And, well.
Wow. No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
You're going to ask questions.
No. We're actually fascinated.
Well, you did ask me if I ever had a side girl, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I'm dating this fucking Siamese twin. Wow. Carol and Dana might not appreciate the chuckling.
We're not trying to offend Dana or Carol. Okay. Please continue with the story.
Okay, so I dated Dana, and Carol was always at her side. Whether we were swimming, Christmas caroling, coitus.
So what do you do in that situation when you are pleasuring one? Because if you're dating, you said you're dating Dana.
Right.
Carol's always on the side. Does Carol get jealous? Does she want to hop in?
It's
or?
Hard to get privacy. What you have to do is you have to duct tape their face. So you don't want... Okay, look, if you guys are good, how about one of these?
No. You totally don't.
What?
He's trying to escape it. No!
If you put it in front of me, fuck off. No one looks at me like that when I'm talking about the Siamese twins.
Oh, my God. No one's ever done that, Harlan, on the history of Scissor Bros.
I'm talking about...
Oh, my God. Dude, he has a concussion.
I'm here...
Harlan, why did you take it that far, man?
I'm talking about...
You knocked him out, bro.
You asked me about...
I know, but he didn't do nothing to you to provoke that response.
Well, you saw him lean in.
You did a whole uppercut on him, man.
I think you clearly saw him lean in on me. He stepped up on the kid.
Dude, hold up. No, I trust him. He won't do that. We
you sure?
keep him over here?
I don't know. There's a lot.
We should give him
Usually
another
we separate
give him another
Terrence
chance.
And Gerald because
but he did
we don't
knock
want
him out.
Gerald
Let's ask him how he's feeling about being near him.
Well,
Gerald.
Hold on. We're going to ask him.
Are you okay with going back over there with Harlan?
That piece of shit has cheap shotted me 2 times in a row. If he does it one more time, I'm coming for his ass.
I'll give you another chance.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if we rewind the tape, you'll clearly see
no,
he
never made
up
a
on
move
me.
On you, man.
He made
that,
a move.
That wasn't self-defense, man. You provoked that. It's okay. We forgive you. We love you, but please don't do that to our draft again, man.
I say we rewind the tape, and you'll see him make a move. He stepped in on me.
You did an uppercut to his.
Well, that's
his
when he
nose.
Stepped up.
He didn't step up, man.
You'll see.
He leaned
the tape.
Forward. He didn't step up. He leaned a little bit towards you. That's all he did.
That's a stepping
Come on,
up.
Man.
When you're from the streets the way I am,
I
guy,
know, but he didn't do that, man.
He leaned in, and I saw it? That fucking chin, and it was there, and I'm not going to let...
Okay, I think the only thing that we can do right now to solve the situation, we need
scissors.
To do some scissors.
Let's just do some scissors.
We need to do some
clear
scissors. We need to clear the air.
Yeah, don't... Dude, don't clench your fist,
you
man.
Have to open
you're
up your...
You
have to open
bro.
Up your hand.
It's
don't
tense.
Do that.
It's tense.
Wow, did you see that?
Yeah, okay.
Dude, he's
Harlan,
clenching his fist, dude.
If you remember, we raise our hands
raise our
and
hands.
We cross them.
Peace. Do a piece. No, let's
and
do
we
a,
count
let's
out
do
loud.
Some peace. Peace
some peace scissors.
Yeah.
Okay, some peace and love
some
scissors.
Some peace scissors. Right.
Here we go.
Yeah, ready?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, the Spock's are 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Dude.
He's coming on me. You saw him.
Dude,
he stepped up. Fucker stepped
you
up.
You forgot him.
Dude,
player
don't.
Wants to play. Daddy's going to party. Oh. I mean, I gave him a Cajun fucking blackfish right up the fucking corn cob. He stepped up like a whore at a fucking cancer survival party. And he got the fucking pie.
Dude, he's
even though
out.
He ordered the
he's
fucking...
He's knocked out. He's unconscious now.
Don't step up, player. speckled brown furred player. Why don't you? You're like the waffle of the animal kingdom. Look at your little fucking divots, player.
He'd be so cruel okay. to a giraffe, man.
You saw him step out. If we could rewind the tape. I love animals.
Rewind it. He didn't do anything,
I love animals. Yeah, I'm an animal guy.
Yeah, but you just called him a waffle something.
He looks like a waffle laying there. He may not look like a waffle standing up, but when you lay down, he looks like a waffle.
Can we let him take a nap for a little bit?
He better.
And then later on, we're going to put him back up there, okay? Because it's kind of empty. It's kind of empty there without him.
When you start clenching your fists, man, something was up with you, man. You
know,
that's the first time a guest has clenched his fists like that, man. You look like Balboa there. He was like,
I was sitting here talking about duct taping the Siamese twins' face I could have sex with the other Siamese twin, and players stepped up, and Daddy did the dragonfly. Okay. And when Daddy does dragonfly, lily pad lay down in swamp.
Do you want to play something?
I don't know why I'm getting grief on this subway ride.
You want to try to find something?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
When a giraffe takes a nap, it goes into another plane. When a Harlan sits down, he looks at you while he runs a train with his fist on one of your best friends. The best sleep you can get is a giraffe nap.
A giraffe nap.
Harlan won't take no crap. And therefore, that's why there's a giraffe nap. Watch yourself on the Harlan Highway.
Daddy gonna land a dragonfly punch. Daddy don't take no crap. That's why Gerald takes a waffle-shaped giraffe nap. Little giraffe nap, tender giraffe nap.
The tender giraffe nap.
Tender giraffe nap. Whore.
Okay, you don't have to call him a... We're trying to cleanse the palate, and you still call him a whore.
You know
as
I
he's not
give
unconscious.
Chance.
Well, when someone's spreading
give another
their
chance.
Legs
let me put him
me.
Up, dude. Let me talk to Gerald real quick, and I trust that he won't do that again.
Look, I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot, but you got a easy guy.
He's not looking at you anymore. Just
just pretend he's not there.
As long as he doesn't step out.
He's not going to step out.
Twice he did.
He didn't step out at all.
Are you? How long have you been into cactus coolers?
Yeah, what's going on with cactus
cooler? I don't know many people who
drink
it just without food or anything. They just like, you're going straight for it.
Well, then you probably don't know a lot of people who like to party.
Give us a little history with the cactus cooler.
When did you first have cactus cooler? Yeah.
So I was in a bike gang when I was in my early 30s. Mm-hmm. I was in a bike gang out in Arizona. We were called the Midnight Runners.
My mom's out there in Gilbert.
Pardon you?
My mom's in Gilbert, Arizona.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my sister's in Grape. Gilbert Grape? Wait, what in the name of Tanzanian foot rub sauce? But I was in a bike gang, and that's a rough life.
Yeah.
That's a rough life, and I broke away from that. And
Did you find that the camaraderie was good, though, while you were in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are like your brothers, and that's where I learned to fight also, by the way. And that's why I'm a little testy. You know, when you're in a bike gang, when someone steps up on you, you're wearing your colors, you got your boys.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone steps up, when someone fronts, when someone postures... when you've been in a bike gang, you just can't sit down, especially when you're vulnerable and someone leans in. Mm-hmm. It's like, boom, ask questions later, player.
What's the name of the bike gang?
It was the Radish Rumblers, and we were out in farm country. We were one of those farm gangs.
Mm. The Radish Rumblers.
Well,
Okay, no, continue. He's not trying to provoke you.
It's kind of a funny name for a biker gang, man.
Tell that to Daryl, the leader.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want
to say that to his face.
I don't want to press his buttons.
But life is good. I've moved on, and now I'm trying to be more positive in life. Mm-hmm. I started a charity. I have a beautiful charity, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
No, please do.
We'd love for you to.
So I have this charity called Cinnamon Angels Far, Far Away. Fly, Fly Away. Sorry, Cinnamon Angels Fly, Fly Away.
I've actually heard about this.
Mm-hmm. It's for children that have cinnamon allergies. Mm-hmm. And we donate all the money to them. And we're doing this fabulous program this year called Velociraptors on Ice. And, you know, kids and people all around love dinosaurs. I think we can all agree to that.
My son loves them. Mm-hmm.
Right? And dinosaurs. And people love ice shows. Mm-hmm. And so there's a sect of society that gets underutilized, I believe. And that's our seniors. One day we're all going to be old. And so what we've done over at Cinnamon Angels Fly, Fly Away, and I'll tell you after this where you can send your money, just to my Venmo, but I'll give you the address. How it works is we kind of scout the senior centers around the country. And for Velociraptors on Ice, we find the wheelchairers, and we find the ones with kind of what we call level 9 arthritis, crippling arthritis, to the point where these elders, the men and the women, their fingers are so clawed up. I mean, you could throw them in a room with a pumpkin and they'd skin it in about 30 seconds. I mean, I don't mean to laugh.
Dude, please don't laugh at that.
But what happens is we get the oldies, we recruit them, and they've got these claws. You can't even bend them. They're so stiff. You can jump on. We've had trial runs where we've actually stood on their fingers, and you flat, and they just pop right back out.
They don't
out.
Budge. Yeah.
So what we do, we get them on their wheelchairs, and we put them on the ice. We take them to.
That's just a funny visual.
We take them to a skating arena.
Okay.
And people pay $40 a ticket. And what's wonderful about oldies, a lot of them, when they get into their 80s and 90s, they have trouble verbalizing. And when you put them in a wheelchair and their claws are out and you start pushing them around the ice, like, aah! Aah! They can't really speak. Wow. I'm trying to help people. And
so mean.
Oh, we're trying to raise.
That's so mean the way you describe it.
We're trying to help cinnamon
that's
children.
Not old people.
We're trying to help cinnamon children.
he's comparing him to dinosaur.
Well, it's velociraptors on ice, man. And when you push them, they a lot of them they can't scream. And picture them sliding around and the children are going nuts. Some of the children will take their shirts off and throw them on the ice.
Wow, so, like it's an 80s rock concert?
It's like Def Leppard on a bag of diarrhea pills. I mean, it just, you see that they slide around and they're the noises they make.
Have you ever auditioned?
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't need to. I'm organizing it.
You're the director.
I run Cinnamon Angels Fly, Fly Away, and so we get these old people who are sitting in the seniors' homes doing nothing, staring at the walls.
Yeah.
And now picture them swirling around, dozens of them, 40 at a time.
And they have a paying gig.
They got a paying gig. Well, the money goes to charity, to Cinnamon Angels Fly, Fly Away. I just send it to my Venmo, and then I distribute it from there. And then these oldies are just sliding around, and it's almost like a court. It's like that scene where
we get it.
Remember when the Velociraptors were chasing the kids in Jurassic Park, jumping over
Harlan.
And we have a few strokies in there. I don't want to be mean, but
don't call them strokies.
Some
dude.
Of the ones with the strokes,
dude.
And they get a little bit of
respect.
Harlan, we get it. We get it. All right. We get what you're doing.
Don't say strokies, man.
Your guy can't do a charity anymore.
Well, how do they donate?
Just send it straight to my Venmo.
But
and
what's
then
your Venmo then?
Just Harland Williams, and then I distribute it later in the year, like towards the end of the year.
For tax purposes.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to the cinnamon children kids with cinnamon allergies,
now,
ankles puff up.
Have you ever done the cinnamon challenge where you put like a spoonful of cinnamon in your mouth and then it becomes like a cloud?
I don't mess around with it. I don't. The horrors I've seen at the Cinnamon Hospital in Cleveland, I will not.
Keep going.
Wow.
No, but there is. Keep going. With Harland,
there's having fun on a podcast, and then there's talking about a charity.
Okay, yeah.
And guys, if you could walk down the hallways and see the cinnamon children, their legs in stirrups, their ankles puffed out like watermelons, their lips flapping like vulvas in the night. Their eyes, like the Hubble telescope, just look down Dolly Parton's cleavage. It's these children, plugs on their clits. It's unbelievable.
Did you see Dolly Parton recently come back out for that halftime performance for the
She's
Dallas
gay?
Cowboys?
She's still around, huh?
No, she came out and performed.
Oh, you just said she came out.
Right. She performed at a halftime show.
Straight or gay?
Straight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she came out straight, which is sort of a oxymoron.
Yeah.
How do you come out straight?
Well, so if everyone thinks you're gay, you could come out straight.
Straight. But what
so
if you're
if Steve
straight?
Steve was like,
dude, don't do that. Right
oh,
now.
Here we
you
go.
Don't do that.
Whoa.
We do it every week. Don't do it this week. Come on.
Oh.
Don't do it
wow.
this week. Spare me this week. Harland's here.
Hey, just guy, I get it.
All right, buddy.
Your secret's safe with me.
Okay,
you're safe with me, guy.
Okay. So
my lips are sealed.
You're on my side.
My lips are sealed, and look at this. My legs
okay,
are closed.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Means a lot. Okay.
So anyways, thank you for letting me plug Velociraptors on Ice. I hope everyone gets out. We're doing a nationwide run of it at
so
all your local.
Do you collect the old people from different old people's homes in the different states that you go to? Okay.
We have recruiters. We have our talent team. It's sort of like American Idol. We set up a little thing down in the cafeteria, and they roll the oldies in. And basically what we do is we roll them at a wall, and the ones that can get the claws up enough to stop themselves, they're our winners. They're the keepers. But the ones that go through the drywall, they're not going to work because ice is slippery and we don't want accidents. So and that we kind of picked them on the level of their scream, their raptor.
Sure.
So it's fun. It's a fun process. We even had Paula Abdul come and do a little bit of judging for us.
Oh, from American Idol?
From American Idol, because she's not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So we grabbed her, and she helped us audition the oldies for Velociraptors on Ice.
What's the criteria like, then? The louder they are? Like, how do you choose who's the best one?
Well, it's almost, have you ever been in an all-boys choir at an all-boys boarding school?
I guess so, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that. You want different ranges. You want octaves. You want bass. You want treble. So you want your immature Velociraptor. You want your and you want your bass cuff. You want all the levels so that at the end you've almost got this harmonious Velapta choir,
a cacophony, if you will.
Yeah.
A pardon? What now?
A cacophony, if you will.
No thanks. I'm straight.
So you mentioned Paula Abdul. Are you a Lakers fan? Because the Lakers, she was one of the original Lakers cheerleaders.
She was,
I don't know.
Right?
Yes, she was.
That's right.
That girl could dance.
Yeah.
Oh, in the 80s, Cold-Hearted Snake.
He's a cold-hearted snake.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I was at the video shoot for that, and she was. She did, I think, 14 wardrobe changes for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
And some of the dances, it was funny, if you watch the end of the video, they couldn't figure out a dance move for right at the end, and I was there and I'm like, you know what, why not help? You know, I could sit here and watch them struggle. And so what they did at the end, if you watch her do it, it's in about the last 12 seconds, she does a Norwegian pinwheel right across the dance floor, just twirls around. Unbelievable. Yeah, and I gave them that.
That's so cool.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What exactly move is that? Is it like a ballerina move?
It's like
something?
A pinwheel. It's like you roll along on your hands, yeah. Almost like a flapjack or whatever it's called.
Oh, it's like a somersault or something.
Yeah, it's like a cartwheel kind of thing.
Cartwheel, yeah. It's Norwegian style, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Closer to the ground maybe, like.
Closer to the ground, and as I said to Aunt Paula, closer to the heart.
Oh, yeah, mm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You got to keep these demented dancers motivated. But I'd say more than my dance moves helped her get through the video was her very own Oxycontin. I think that's what helped her really, you know, bounce around and jump. But right. I tried to do what I could.
Yeah, sometimes all you can do is support. And then when there's not support, there's
Oxycontin
to fill in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just powerful dance drug. Yeah. All the dancers.
Now, did you ever used to go to raves or anything like that? Because you know, there's a few different like kinds of dance parties out there that you can go to. There's the
jungle,
raves.
There's the jungle room.
The jungle room. There's
acid
disco.
The acid house. Yeah.
There's what's that one?
There's acid.
Acid
jazz,
rain.
Acid
jazz.
Jacks. There's
what is it? Filipino Franks.
There's drum and bass.
Drum and bass.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Needles and Schwinn. Have you ever been to any of these?
Let me keep thinking. Are there any more?
Yeah.
There's electro breakbeat.
Skin and Fat.
Electro breakbeat.
Uh-huh. Electro breakbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any others you could think
yeah,
of?
Yeah. Bulimia's Adventure. Have you ever been to that one?
Oh. I'm still processing. If you could just list a few more.
Okay.
There's just regular techno, like just the regular techno beats.
Vagpil.
Vagpil beats.
There's also Furries and Fun.
Furries.
Have you been to that one?
Yeah,
keep
Furries
going.
And
I
fun.
Think you're all around it, I think. I feel like...
Oh, Bootlick.
Bootlick
is a good one.
Bootlick beat drums.
Yeah. Down the rabbit hole.
Down rabbit hole. Berry beats.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm in a dream and I'm remembering, but keep going if you could just list a few more.
The liquid laser.
There's one just called Butthole.
Butthole.
I don't know if
liquid
you've been to
laser beats, butthole
beats.
Ringing
a bell.
Okay.
Anal swab.
Wait, did you say anal swab?
Anal swab beats.
That one. That's the one. No, I knew we'd hit it. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
Anal swab, yeah?
Yeah, anal swab.
What a riot. I didn't think I'd like the rave scene, and boy, when I got the anal swab, it was off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew you'd like that one. Yeah.
Thank you for, I knew we'd get, I could feel it, and then bang, bingo, anal swab.
There was a time when I got a concussion where I had to go to the hospital.
Nice. What?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, where I remember being so concussed, and I saw in the doctor's office, I saw these anal swabs. And
the Q-tip.
The long Q-tip.
Yeah.
And I just
and
thought it was.
And they swab it.
In my concussed state, I just thought it was so funny, and I asked the doctor if I could take one with me, and they're like, "Sure, I guess."
You swabbed it yourself,
and I took it, and I went back to the camp, the summer camp that I was at, where the concussion happened, and I kept touching people with the anal swab as I was very concussed.
Wow, like an anal swab fairy almost.
Yeah,
circular motions. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are good days.
You ever been to a camp before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see you as a counselor, like a camp counselor type guy.
But a cool one.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, I went to a camp, and I remember some of the camp songs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. There ain't no flies on us. There ain't no flies on us.
Oh,
there might be flies on some of you
guys
but there
ain't
no flies
on
us.
I remember that one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then later in life, I had a friend who worked at Blue Cross Insurance. And it's funny how life goes in full circles. I had a friend who did a temp job at Blue Cross Insurance. And he worked kind of in this office that was just sort of a sea of accountants and accounts receivable people. And he had a little side office, and he said one day one of the guys came in, big black guy, he said. Mm-hmm. They looked through the window, and the black guy pointed to one of the ladies out in this sea of accountants, and he said to my friend, and this is verbatim, I'm quoting, he goes, He goes, you see that lady out there? They call her the fly woman. Because when she open her leg, there'll be fly coming out. And this is for real. This is like a quote.
Dude, you can't say that, man.
I didn't say it. I clearly
said that, man.
He said it's somebody else.
I know, but saying stuff like
what do you
that?
Mean?
I didn't
dude, you
say
can't say
it.
That there's flies coming out of a Gucci.
Let him
man.
Cook, bro.
All right, let him cook.
I didn't say it. This guy did it. Blue Cross Insurance.
I know. I got that part.
So I'm off. Look, this. I clearly did this.
Right, the quotes, right.
Are you doing the Velociraptor claws again?
Well, let's not poke fun at the LDs. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to do that, at least make the noise.
Now, the woman that had the flies.
The fly woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to ask her out?
I never saw her. I never, my friend who worked there just told me this went down. Mm-hmm. I never saw her. I don't know what she looks like. All I know is that that guy said she be the fly woman. Because when she opened a leg, there be fly coming out. And this is a quote. Well, you know, you're this close.
No, come on.
You've been doing so good.
I get built up.
Okay, I know. You know what? Take another sip of your cactus cooler.
You're stepping up on me.
Please take another.
Yeah,
please take another sip.
Cactus cooler.
Hit another cactus cooler.
Woo.
Can we all just, you know, can we all just take a moment? Like, sometimes we do drink breaks. Ryan, go ahead and grab your water. Like, if you're at home, if you want to grab a water, a juice, a milk, a cactus cooler, a sip on a Red Bull.
A sugar-free Red Bull.
You know, this is just a moment for yourself that just take in the week and just appreciate that we're already in the new year and it's already off to a great start.
Cheers to 2024, guys.
Cheers to 2024.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm. Keep it
Thank
positive.
You for that. I appreciate that. You know, my dad, bless his heart, he was like that. He would say, you know, I feel like I sort of made a mistake. The energy was wrong. It's like sometimes things go off the rails a little. And my dad, I don't know if your dad ever gave you a cherished item, like an amulet or a, I don't know, a trinket or a charm or a family jewel.
He'd give me his used wallets, and I liked those a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's sentimental, right?
Yeah,
it means
I still have a couple of my dad's old wallets that are like, they're not expensive. They're these old leather wallets that I have.
Oh, yeah.
And in your mind, is there any type of like sentimental message that you carry with that wallet, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yeah.
Like?
I think it's more just like, it kind of represents to me, it's sentimental. Like my dad, it was an item that was on his body every day for years.
Yeah.
And it also represents it's like old and kind of tattered. So it kind of represents to me like he is like this working class guy who's like just trying to provide for his family. So there's like this sentimental value to it.
I like that. I'm relating to this. My dad, he had this saying, we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a hardworking guy. Like, I'm really kind of relating to your story.
Yeah.
I didn't have a wallet. My dad was in the circumcision game. He, I thought we were sharing.
Continue.
I'm sorry, dude.
My dad ran Don's circumcisions down on Melrose and La Brea. We love it when you leave a tip, was the sign over the door. And he gave me something, and he was great at what he did. He was a skilled surgeon. He was probably one of the best circumcisers in the game.
Yeah.
And I think he had about a 45-year run of no mistakes. And one day, I don't know if he lost focus, I don't know if something flew into his eye, but he made a mistake. Have you ever heard of a mushroom cap?
I have.
One day my dad made a mistake, and to pass along to me a sentimental moment like you had, he said to me, he said, son, we all make mistakes. And if I could share the way your dad had his wallet, my dad, he gave me, I carry it with me everywhere, this mushroom cap. Okay, fuck off. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck off, guy.
You didn't do it.
Fuck, that's my dad.
You saw something, man.
Harlan, we have to pixelate that. We have to censor that. We can't show that on camera, dude.
It's a mushroom cap.
I knew there was something not good.
It's the head of a penis,
it's
Harlan.
It's been preserved. It's not alive. I carry this with me every. I go through customs with this, okay? Oh, wow. Fuck off. Fuck off. No way.
No.
I'll put it away.
No, don't do it.
I think you need to put it away. I appreciate the sentiment, but we can't show that on camera.
You can't show a mushroom cap.
No, you can't.
Well, I don't know what kind of podcast you're running, but if I can't talk about my dad and...
He's going to make me faint, man. Wow. He needs to tone it down a little bit, man. He's
unreal.
He's going to make me faint.
Listen. First I get fucking this guy running up. Now I can't share a sentimental story with my dad, who was one of the best in the circumcision game, by the way.
Now take a moment. Just take a moment. Now, when you call someone to circumcise, you called him a circumciser, but
yeah.
Is it similar to an exorcism where... you have to call someone to get something out of you.
No, this is just straight. He was at La Brea and Melrose for 43 years.
Yeah.
We appreciate you leaving a tip. That was on the van. They had a van that went around town.
I got that.
And I got to tell you, in times...
don't take it back out.
Look,
please don't do it.
Oh, so your daddy's wallet's okay, but I can't pull out the mushroom cap? My dad made a mistake, and from his mistake, his son learned that sometimes things go wrong.
Do you ever have a ritual? Because, like, is it lucky like a rabbit foot at this point?
Oh, yeah,
like,
if you rub I rub it for luck. What the fuck's going on here? You know what?
No. Oh, no.
Fuck you.
That bounced way too much.
Oh my God.
It's like you've never seen a mushroom cap before. Oh, what is with you guys? That means a lot to me, and you're sitting here laughing?
Okay, you know what?
Oh my God.
You know what,
Jesus Harlan? Christ. Wow.
Harlan, if you want, I will make amends to your cap and I'll...
What do you mean?
Steve will give it a little kiss.
No, I won't.
Are you serious?
Speak for yourself.
Dude, that would mean a hell of a lot.
Speak for yourself, my man. Speak on your own terms.
That would mean a lot.
That would mean a lot
if you could just kiss the tip.
Kiss the tip of your fucking mushroom cap, man. That's your deal, man. I didn't ask you to bring that, man. That's your decision, man.
I carry it with me everywhere.
I know, but I didn't agree to this stuff,
I take
man.
This out at airport security,
that's
and I don't
right.
have the bullshit I'm having here. Now, if someone wants to kiss it and make this right...
No, I'm not gonna kiss it, man. You kiss it. It's your idea, man.
I'll kiss it if you kiss it.
Go ahead.
Someone better kiss it. Catch the mushroom cap.
Oh, I don't know if I can catch it. This has been in a pocket. This has been in so many.
Why is it so freaking glossy, man?
It's so glossy.
What you put?
I told you it's preserved. It's preserved.
It's not a mushroom cap, man. That's a dick.
It's been in formaldehyde. Relax.
No, it's not.
Kiss it through your shirt if you have to.
It's your turn. It's your turn.
It's so glossy,
dude,
man.
Please.
I told you it's preserved.
It's not
If it didn't have the chemicals on it, it would be a shriveled. It would look like something you'd see on a pizza.
Dude, I can't do it.
Get it
over with.
I can't do it. You did it through the shirt.
I don't do it through your shirt then. Okay. Here, I'll. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Respect the cap.
It's a lot of fuss over a mushroom cap.
I'll do this and then you.
Easy, fellas, easy. That's an heirloom.
Oh, dude.
That's an heirloom. Wow.
Here, take it back.
All right. Oh. You got to do it. I did it. You do it.
Whoa.
It was so glossy. Respect to you, though.
Respect, man.
Now, let me tell you the story behind this mushroom.
No, Harlan. I don't even want to know the story.
All right, with
that's the problem.
With respect, with all due respect, I think
it's your business, man.
Wait a minute, guys. Look, I let you tell the story behind your daddy's wallet.
We've heard.
That's different.
So here
than that.
We had a truck driver that drove from state to state. Okay, yes, he did some things that violated other people. Glory holes. Other people. He went to jail. Who knows where this mushroom cap went? But now it's in my pocket and it keeps me on course.
Wow. Okay. Oh. You know what, Harlan?
Oh, man.
This has been a true ride on the Harlan Highway for us. And, you know, it's not over yet. We have to do the challenge now.
Oh, you have Pepsi?
It's not a Pepsi Coke challenge.
Yeah, it's
something
not a
else.
Pepsi challenge.
Yeah.
And then Ryan's gonna describe the challenge.
Ryan's gonna describe the challenge of what we're gonna do this
week. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So today you guys will be competing in the most frugal of challenges. Okay.
The most frugal of challenges, Steve.
The most frugal of challenges.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So your goal today is to pick up dollar bills and pennies off of a table. Pretty simple, right? Except you're gonna be blindfolded. And amongst the dollar bills and pennies, there will be mouse traps. Each dollar bill is worth 1 point. Each penny is worth 2 points. Whoever gets the most points wins a $50 bill. It's in here somewhere. Yes.
Mouse traps.
Yep, these little mouse traps.
Can they snap your finger off?
No.
No, there's no way.
$50 bill for whoever gets the most points. It'll be blindfolded, and these are little mouse traps.
They do hurt, though, a lot.
They do?
Yeah. But then again, so does love.
This is the Penny Pincher Challenge.
Okay. Harland, are you down to do this with us?
I'm good. I think I sense a win. I'm good at this stuff. I don't know why. I've had experience with this. I'm feeling good. Okay. I'm all in.
Do we take turns?
No, it's all at the same time. There's how many pennies and how many dollars?
There are 15 singles, and there's a handful of pennies also, so probably about the same amount.
Okay.
So, yeah, pennies, because they're going to be more difficult to pick up, are worth 2 points.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Penny Pincher Challenge.
Whoever gets the most.
Yep. Well, the pennies are worth 2 points. The singles of dollars are worth 1 point.
Okay.
So whoever has the most points wins. And okay. So this one, because there's the punishment is kind of in the challenge. There's not an extra punishment, is there?
No, but there's just a prize, $50.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
The punishment is in the challenge. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Penny Pincher Challenge.
All right.
I'm getting a little bit nervous because we can't. Like my heart's starting to pick up a little bit because since I don't, obviously, I don't know how bad it actually hurts. So
it's a sting. It's a little sting.
Yeah.
The key here is to sort of block out the pain.
Okay.
And like use your mental faculties to almost think of it like torture, and like you're in a prisoner of war camp.
Okay.
And you sort of block out any type of pain. Like, it's kind of easy for me. I don't know how it works for you guys.
Have you done this before, Harlan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever see these old movies? Like, there was an old movie with De Niro and Walken.
Oh, Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter. Or yeah. They do the
Mao, Mao.
Mao, Mao. 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 They do yeah. like the
Russian
the
roulette.
Russian roulette. Yeah. So this is sort of my world of Russian. I don't know how.
Well, this is not like Russian roulette,
well, it
man.
Is for me. I got okay, good at okay. it. Maybe I was a regional champion. I didn't want to say it.
Oh,
but...
man. This is, I'm nervous too, though. Here,
I know. Just hearing me. Him move around.
Yeah.
Harlan's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. This is kind of in my wheelhouse.
I mean, honestly, I'm just stoked that you're down to do a challenge.
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of a little bit bummed that it wasn't something a little more challenging.
What?
And I'm doing half a quote here, but okay. more challenging.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
But that's okay. A challenge is a challenge, and, you know, let me know when we're ready.
Yeah, I mean, Harlan's Canadian, so this is like, this is a Tuesday for him.
This is a Tuesday afternoon in a moldy garage for me. And this is what we call Mesothemilopia Tuesdays.
Is that what it's
or
called?
Whatever it is.
Oh.
Mm. I'm just jumping up a bit here.
Me too. I'm not wanting to get this. Ooh. The anticipation is almost worse yeah. than the challenge, to be honest. Ooh, yeah. I'm just like, oh my goodness. You don't give me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to come up with our own methods not to get hit by the rat traps.
I recommend a little prayer too, like just mm-hmm. clasp your hands together and say, "Dear Lord, help me, mm-hmm. help me do this, help me through this painful challenge, help me block out the pain, dear Lord. Okay. Oh, dear Lord, Holy Lamb, Son of the Savior, please let me not get any broken knuckles." Or can I pray for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Hang on. Hold on.
Okay.
Dear Lord, please help these boys. Hang on. Help these boys get through.
How long? Life. How long's the round?
It's
well,
it's
I was
until
in the middle of a prayer.
Oh, sorry, Harlan.
Well, dear Lord, well, if you could help
these
boys stop interrupting me and help them get through the rat trap maze. Oh, man.
Okay. Ryan, how are we doing?
Set this camera here, and then we'll be ready to go.
Okay.
You know what would be great at this, by the way, and I might incorporate this into Velociraptors on Ice.
Oh, no.
No, I think the oldies with their claws would might be really good at... this type of thing.
My heart is racing.
I can't even feel my heart.
To a heart. Two hearts that beat as one, two,
I
need you, I need you. I love that sound effect in that song.
Two hearts.
Yo, you did it?
Yeah.
You're the
yeah.
originator of that sound effect?
Yeah, I used to work at Moog Synthesizers, and I was the voice sample for that.
I had a cousin who worked at Korg.
Oh, cool. Right,
are you serious?
All right.
Okay.
All right, are we doing a countdown?
We sure are. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, whoa, didn't hurt, didn't hurt, didn't feel it.
Ow! Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ow! You grip anything?
Ah!
Ah, fuck!
Quit grabbing me!
Ah. Oh, god damn. It hurts. Ow! God! Ah! Ah! This hurts more.
Ow!
Ah,
no!
Oh, ow, 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 ow! Ah!
I'm going to get my pinky bad.
it burns.
What is going on?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find him.
Because he pushed him off to the edge of the table.
Wait, what? Oh. Ow, my foot! Ow! I got my foot!
I think we got him.
Oh! Oh! No! Frick!
Ow! When you hurt, I hurt.
Oh! Frick! I'm getting ridiculously hit.
When you hurt, I hurt.
What is going on? How many? Is there a lot of money left?
There's a fair amount of money left.
It burns. Yeah. Sizzles.
What is going on? Harlan, how many did you set off?
About 13, but I'm okay.
Are the traps done?
I think they're done.
Wait, what?
Oh. Wait a minute. Let's put the mushroom cap out and see what happens.
Wait, no.
You can't put the mushroom. The
mushroom.
Ryan, how we doing?
There is still a trap and there is still money.
What?
Harlan, you have a ton right like near us in between.
I know, I pushed them all over to you guys.
Why?
With my arm.
With your...
So you would get the pain and not me.
Dude, I one hit my middle finger real bad.
One hit your wife.
What?
I think that's it, guys. Take your masks off.
Yeah?
All right, we can call it there.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't get it. Damn.
It got my foot.
Dude, my middle finger hurts real bad.
Is it broken?
No. It just hurts.
My hand is really sore.
Yeah?
I just got my foot.
Steve's pushing him off the
table. Oh, I didn't. Dude, I was just...
Yeah, dude, what
do
you think was
going to happen?
Oh.
I think I got
He left that money over there, so...
Eight or nine.
Okay, so the money stays. Do you have money in your pocket?
My hand was too sore to pick any money up. It hurt so much. I did not cheat. I did not...
What?
Did you use it?
Bro, I did not. I did not.
Did he use this the whole time?
Fuck off.
I only saw two hands.
I did not use the fuck off. I did not cheat. I am not on roids. Fuck off, you assholes. I did not. Are you calling me a cheater?
Count your money. Count your money.
I couldn't pick any up.
You couldn't pick any up?
My hand was stiff. Fuck off. I did.
This is his technique.
Ooh. I told you I was good at this.
This is what he did.
I told you I was a champ.
He cheated by doing this.
Fuck off, I did not cheat.
This is all I have. I have 3 pennies and a dollar.
3 pennies and a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got...
Jeremiah. Oh, my...
Cheater.
Jeremiah won.
I think he cheated.
Jeremiah won.
I think someone cheated.
Oh, my...
Dude,
Jeremiah won.
I won that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should I get the 50?
Yeah, give him the 50.
Dude, give high him the five. 50.
Yeah.
High
dude,
five.
You see this?
Give him a high five. Give
this
him a
high five.
I know. Yeah, you did it.
Well,
the ultimate frugal bro.
Thank you, Harlan, for coming on.
Thank you.
You're one.
Thank you.
You're one of our favorite guests and our favorite of the Scissor Siblings.
Oh my God.
Watch the Harland Highway podcast. Yes. It's so funny. I've been on there
today.
Steve's going to be on there.
Steve's coming on. I love it. I love
Steve's
it. I love you, buddy. Oh, that was a treat.
And is there anything else you want to plug? Go see Harland live. He's one of the best to do it live.
Harland's a man.
Thank you. Bless
Harland's
you.
A man.
Tour dates at harlandwilliams.com.
harlandwilliams.com, the Harland Highway podcast on YouTube, and Harland Williams on Instagram. Bless you, have sinned. Dirty cinnamon sucking freak.
check out Steve's album, Puerturnus.
Yeah, and then check out Jeremiah's dates.
Yeah, I'll be on the road. Every second Tuesday of the month is Stand Up on the Spot live at the Comedy Store. We love you guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and it was really nice to see that a couple of my best friends didn't stick up for me at all when I got my ass knocked out. They just brushed past it, left me in the middle of the fucking floor the whole time, but it's all good. You know, I'm coming for Harland and his ass and his family next. You just see, I might make an appearance on the Harland Highway, and things might get crazy. I'm sorry, I'll try to keep it positive. This is a fun episode. Watch Harland Highway and watch the Stevie Weeby Show and subscribe to Stand Up on the Spot. I produce that show too. Alright, love you guys. Hope you're well. Have a good week. Bye!
Daddy gonna land a dragonfly punch. Daddy don't take no crap. That's why Gerald takes a waffle-shaped draft nap. Little draft nap. Tender draft nap.